body on his belt. I done had a million beats, but I ain't never called for help. I'll take a nigga bricks and I done took a nigga rope. Put that pistol on your partner and made him piss all on himself. Got your bitch so pissy drunk that she done threw up on herself. Before I send her back to you, she gon' have goo up on her breath. I'm the last real nigga left, I'm on an island by myself. On my only competition, so I'm battling with myself. Facing prison, drug addiction, it's like I'm battling with myself. I done shook off all my demons, now I'm back to myself.
Yeah.
Keep it real, nigga, so just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Wait on Gucci, man, and call your nigga.
I got money that I saved, and I'm back
you
on
know?
Road.
What's going on, fam? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. My name is Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're live right now back in Los Angeles. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number. Call in live. Chop it up with your player. And let's see what's cracking. But what we're going to do is take that real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, and when I come back, we're going to spit some of that hot fire right here on Tariq Elite Radio. Don't go
hey,
nowhere.
What's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
There's a brand new book out right now called I Was a Slave, Plight of a King. Now, this book is by author Race Cummings, and his book is a stark and unapologetic look at the state of our African-American communities and what, if anything, can be done about it. Mr. Cummings offers a keen perspective on black history in the pre-America days, black tragedies during the commissioning of our kidnapping and enslavement, and continuing tragedies after slavery. This is a very deep book, and you guys need to get it right now. This book talks about, are you a racist? Do you support your own black community? Have you been treated like a queen? The book goes real deep. You can get the book at Amazon right now. Go to Amazon and type in, I Was a Slave, Plight of a King, and get it right now. Did you know that there's over 120 black-owned hotels all across the United States, as well as other black-owned businesses that a lot of people may or may not know about? That's why you need to check out the brand new app called BobSpotter. Now, BobSpotter is the premier mobile app for locating black-owned businesses all around the United States. The BobSpotter mobile app is available for free download in Google Play and in the Apple App Store as well. Also, check out BobSpotter.com. BobSpotter is basically Yelp in black. Again, check out BobSpotter.com. Check out this brand new independently black-owned toy company called Apocalypse Toys. Now, these toys are all original, they're all handcrafted, and the Apocalypse Toys is focused on providing black children with heroic black toys. It's very important that our children see themselves in heroic imagery to counteract all the negative images they're exposed to. So please, place your orders right now. Visit ApocalypseToys.com. That's ApocalypseToys as in zebra, .com. Yo, you need to stop putting out low-quality music and visit LegendaryMix.com. If you are a rapper, a singer, a producer, or a label owner, then you should already know about LegendaryMix.com. That's the number one online music mixing and mastering service. Take advantage of their low-cost, high-quality mixdowns and professional mastering services and prices while they're still low. Clients rate them as number one for best price. With over 13 years of experience, they will deliver top quality results with great turnaround times. Contact LegendaryMix.com, mention Tariq Radio, and get half off on your mastering for your first mix down. Or call or text 347-565-5892 or email LegendaryMix1@gmail.com. Grow your business with a website designed to get results. Blackline Web Design has custom online solutions at a very affordable price. Satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Go to blacklinewebdesign.com or give them a call right now at 470-363-5519. They are creative, they are reliable, and they are black-owned. That is blacklinewebdesign.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Oh, we are back, family. We are back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And y'all know it's me. It is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some good game like we always do. Shout out to everybody who got Hidden Colors 4. It went on sale yesterday, officially on sale, and was sold out the first day. It sold out on Amazon. On Amazon, it sold out. Excuse me. On our site, HiddenColorsFilm.com, we're pretty stocked up. We're sending them out. Oh, man. We're sending them shits out like at 300-400 a day. We're sending them out just like back to back. I actually have to hire more people at my office to get out all these orders. So if you're in Los Angeles, you're in the Valley, and you need a job, y'all holla at me. I get you on payroll because we need more people working at my office. We're like round the clock shipping them joints out, man. That's a good problem. That is a good problem. But the film is doing excellent. It's still the number one documentary. We're still making it pop off. Again, I just got back in from the UK. The UK, we had a huge screening out there, man. Shout out to all the brothers and sisters in Birmingham, England, in London, Manchester. People came from Manchester, Leeds, all those places. They came out and represented. It was a sold-out event out there. We had a ball out there in the UK. They're trying to bring me back out there pretty soon. And we're going to make it do what it do still. And the movie's just still doing great out here in the United States. There's screenings all over. There's going to be some new screenings. Let me let you know where the new screenings are going to be. And you guys can go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get information on these up-and-coming screenings. Now, there's a screening that's going to happen on June 18th in Montreal, Canada, at the Dollar Cinema for Hidden Colors 4. Chicago, we're having another screening out there next Thursday, which is June 16th, 7 p.m. at the Chatham 14 Theater. Columbus, Ohio, there's going to be a screening at the King Arts Complex. That's June 18th. And finally, Memphis. We're finally coming to Memphis. It's going to be at the Majestic Cinema in Memphis. And the great thing about Memphis, I'm going to be down there too. I told y'all I was coming down to Memphis. I'm going to be there at the theater to do a Q&A after the film. I'm making a special trip to come down to Memphis because Memphis has been wanting me to come down and chop it up for so long. I'm coming down to the screening. I'm going to be sitting there with y'all eating popcorn and milk duds, enjoying the film with you. We're going to be chopping it up like a room full of players. So y'all don't want to miss that. Memphis, we're having a special trip for Memphis. Also, and that's going to be on June 22nd. That's a Wednesday. Memphis, the Majestic Cinema Q&A showing in Memphis is going to be on a Wednesday. That's June 22nd, 7 p.m. Get your tickets at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Also, shout out to Milwaukee. It's going to be in Milwaukee at the Downer Theater. That's Thursday, June 23rd, 7 p.m. Minneapolis is going to be at the Lagoon Theater, Thursday, June 23rd. The United Kingdom is going to be at the London South Bank University. That's in London. That's Friday, June 10th. That's this Friday. And it's coming back to Washington, D.C. It's going to be back at the Bethesda Row Theater, Thursday, June 23rd, 7 p.m. So you guys can go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get more information about that. I'm very excited about getting out there to Memphis. I really, I've been wanting to get out there, and I don't know why I've never done a lecture out there. I do not know why I have not done a lecture out there in Memphis with all those players out there in Memphis. But I am going to be out there. We're going to have a great time. And again, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Also, I got another lecture that I'm doing in Charleston, South Carolina. That's going to be on June 18th. That's going to be on June 18th, Charleston, South Carolina. Let me let y'all know what the venue is. And also, you guys can go to Tariq Live for that lecture. We're going to have some real good fun out there in Charleston as well. That's TariqLive.com. And let me give y'all the name of the venue real quick. Let me look at it. The name of the venue in Charleston is the... Where the hell is it? The International Longshoremen's Hall out there in Charleston. That's Saturday, June 18th. So... y'all join me for that. It's going to be popping. Let me see who's calling. A lot of folks are on the phone line. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Zaire out of New Jersey.
Now, what's your name, fam?
I'm Zaire. I'm calling from out of North New Jersey.
There you go.
North Brick City.
There you go. What's on your mind, man?
All right. I got a relationship question.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, me and my woman, we've been together for 4 years.
Right.
We have two wonderful children, but the problem is she's not conscious, and I am,
right.
And she's a Christian, and we seem to clash, and I don't know, you know, I love her, we work well together, and everything is wonderful, but, you know, I could tell there's a void within her because we don't click spiritually. I've tried to compromise. At one point, I even tried to conform to Christianity, and it never sat right with me.
Right.
Now, I don't know what I should do.
Now, did you become conscious? Were you not conscious, and then eventually in the relationship, you became conscious?
No, I've been this way since I was 18 years old due to a racist event that took place
okay.
in my life.
Now, with that being said, so you met her, you were already conscious, and she was not conscious. So y'all decided to have kids and all that stuff and build a family. And then you say, okay, 4 years later, y'all not being on the same conscious level is a problem. Why didn't y'all nip that in the bud in the beginning?
To be honest with you, I was playing it safe in the beginning. I got tired of being out there with different women. And, you know, she was a safe bet. And I end up falling for her.
Right.
But,
yeah, well, you know, it was that you were conscious about that pussy. And you weren't thinking about nothing else. And a lot of cats do that. A lot of people, you get in relationships and y'all don't see if you click spiritually. You don't see if you click mentally. You don't see if you click emotionally. A lot of times it's just a sexual thing. It's just a sexual
yeah.
thing, and after the sex wears out, then you look at the person, because after 4 years, you know, it becomes kind of whatever. You're going to start looking at other things, because the sex is just, you know, kind of whatever. You've been there, done that. So now you look at other things, and then you realize, hey, I ain't got shit in common with this motherfucker outside of banging her. So that's why,
yeah.
you know, initially when you get with folks, don't get blurred by pussy vision. And women, don't get dickmatized. Don't get dick goggles. Look and see if y'all really compatible before y'all start a family. Then when the sex wears out, everybody's looking at each other like, okay, I'm trying to go to the mosque. Well, I'm trying to go to church. And then there's a conflict. So my thing is that if y'all been rocking this long, y'all good as far as that. I mean, you know, you respect her boundaries. Let her respect yours. But don't let her get to the point where she's sabotaging anything you're trying to do that's conscious and progressive, because both of y'all need to be building instead of just
yeah,
sitting
right.
around pointing at different Bibles and Qurans. Y'all need to put the Bibles and the Qurans down and y'all start picking up some tools and build y'all something and focus on that, and then focus on building something for them kids, because them kids can't eat Bibles and Qurans. All right?
You're right.
All right, my man. Thanks for the call, fam.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. You know, shout out to everybody who contributed to the Kickstarter campaign. What I tried to do, I wanted to do something unique. I wanted to send people links, special VIP links of the film where they can screen them before everybody. I've been trying to do that, but there was an error, and I'm looking in the chat room and a lot of people saying that there was some kind of error, and I understand that. I'm trying to fix that. What I have to do, I think, I got to send all the links, because there's different links that I got to send to everybody, and they're all individual. I don't know. I'm trying to work it out. I wanted to get all the people who contributed. I wanted them to see the film first. And it's taking hella long for me to send one link, and I'm trying to work it out. So I didn't forget about y'all. All the people complaining about the links not working, I got it. I'm trying to work on that. I might just send the DVDs out, but again, I really wanted y'all to see everything first, because we're so flooded with back orders with DVDs, and I don't want y'all to wait, you know, 3 or 4 days for your DVD to get there. I wanted y'all to see it first, and I'll still try to do this. I'll still try to send out some links later on and see what happens. But y'all, you will get yours. All my people who contributed, we're gonna start getting your stuff cracking, because we just got the DVDs in from the pressing plant a few days ago, and we had to put in another huge order at the pressing plant. I mean, we're like in and out of the pressing plant, and it's like, it's crazy at my office right now, man. But it's tight, y'all. Everything is getting popping. Everybody's getting their stuff. But we're having good problems. That's why the movie's hot. It's all over the place. Everybody's going to get their DVDs on time, and it's popping. Let me see who else is on the phone here. There's some stuff I want to chop up game about. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, man?
This Slick?
Yes, sir. Who is this?
This Ramon from Arkansas, man. What's good, Slick?
What's going on?
I ain't think I was going to get through.
Now, y'all kill me. Y'all kill me. Y'all call the show, and then when I answer the phone, y'all act shocked. That killed me. Y'all niggas act like I'm calling y'all. Like, hello? Who there? Tyree? Oh, hell no, man. God damn, Johnny. No, you call. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Flex, man? I just want to tell you, man. I ain't going to hold you up. I know you're doing your thing, man. I just want to tell you. Flex, you're the king of games, for real. Man, I just got up on you recently.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? A couple years ago, man. And then, it's like all the questions I already had. I found in your books or whatnot, man, that's the Bible right there for players, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, man. you that nigga Flex. Word up. Keep up everything. I ain't even going to keep on going. And you know how I be. I can go on and on and shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep the game popping on the politics, the black politics, man. Keep doing all that, man. I'm rocking with you. And then
thank you so much, brother. Okay, bro, I can't let this motherfucker ramble now, all right? Okay, he's new to the show, so he don't know that I don't just sit up and let a motherfucker ramble. I got you, brother. Let's not just go on and on. Just get that, wrap it up, brother. I got it. You like what I'm doing, and I respect that, but you gotta keep it pushing. Yeah, he was kind of talking like I knew him when he called up. You know, how dudes be acting like you know him. Sometimes you got to watch that. You know people from back in the day, because I started to panic a little bit, because sometimes you run into somebody from back in the day. They start saying shit all out loud that shouldn't be said. I ran into a homegirl like that a few years ago. This chick I knew back like in the late 80s, early 90s, back in the hustle days. And I saw her probably around 2007. I just kind of ran into her at a gas station, and you know, she was just talking real loud, talking about some back in the day shit. Hey, what's up, Flex? Hey, good to see you, man. Is Ricky and them still selling dope over there on Crenshaw and Fifth? I'm like, whoa, shit. Can you not put the streets business out like that? God damn. Shit. I don't like when people start, you know, doing reminisce snitching. That's what I call it. They just start snitching by reminiscing. Right.
Hey, what's up? I ain't seen you in 15 years. Is Eddie and them still running that illegal chop shop over there on Florence? I'm like, okay. All right, you making the block hot. Don't do that. Let me get one more call before I start chopping up some game about what I want to chop up game about. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Let's get another one. That person just hung up. Y'all be messing up the flow. When you do that, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the number. Let's try this again. What's up? Who's calling?
What's good, King Flex? This is Busy out of Brooklyn.
Busy out of Brooklyn. What's on your mind, Busy?
Not much, Flex. Got a quick question for you, man.
Go ahead.
With all the success of Hidden Colors 4, man, how soon can we get this Kickstarter going for Hidden Colors 5, man? The culture needs it.
Oh, well, shit. I gotta sit and marinate on that. I don't put them out just to be putting them out. I really got to sit and marinate on it and make it pop off. So, you know, Hidden Colors 5 is definitely coming. We're going to keep these things going as long as we can get them. So I keep y'all posted on that. You dig? But speaking of keeping the joints going, y'all know with today's topic, I'm talking about the black media. The black media is officially dead. The black media, as we used to know it, is officially dead. There is no black media anymore. Let's just be real. That's what we're talking about. Now, last week, y'all know I was talking about Roots and talking about how a lot of black, and I'm using quotes here, black media outlets were praising Roots and they were singing the praises and all on Twitter and Facebook talking about the new Roots. And they were doing that because they got permission to talk about it. See, white mommy, white daddy has to give them permission. And that's what black media is reduced to now. Getting permission from white mommy and white daddy to talk about certain things. A lot of people are pointing to the so-called black media for not really covering Hidden Colors 4, which is the most successful documentary. Not only right now, it's the number one documentary, not black documentary. I'm talking about all documentaries. It's been number one for what, a couple of weeks now? And the so-called black media, they're not really covering it. Now, places like Power 105, you know, they're admittedly, you know, they're white-owned stations, and Hot 97 is a white-owned station, and they make no bones about that. You know, I do a lot of mainstream media because I would consider, like, Hot 97 and Power 105, you know, that's mainstream because it's a white-owned company, and you have mainstream artists on there. So that they make no bones about that. They know what it is. They don't pretend to be some type of black-owned entity. They don't pretend to be. Because, see, that's the problem that I have. You got a lot of these people out here who pretend to be black-owned, but they're totally controlled by the white supremacist. That's the problem that I have. And that's the problem that I have with a lot of these deceptive so-called black media outlets. They are beholden to the white supremacists, and they are beholden to the Negro bedwenches and shea butter Twitter that are peons and minions for the white supremacists. But black media is officially dead as we know it. Like, Ebony is completely irrelevant. They are just burning in the ash of irrelevancy. This is totally irrelevant. Essence, all of these people, you know, they have white editors at a lot of these places. You know, there's white money. And they don't really talk about true black issues. It's always some goofy, candy-ass, fluff story bullshit. Usually black media now has become a circle jerk for a handful of black writers who take turns kissing white mommy and daddy's asses. You know, that whole Huffington Post, the Negroes there, don't they got like a black voice over there at Huffington Post? It's that whole, just a bunch of rotating ass kissers at Ebony, Huffington Post, The Root. It's a rotating booty lick. It's a utter and complete joke at this point. And this is one of the reasons why Hidden Colors 4 is so successful. Because Hidden Colors 4 is for real black. We're not pretend black. We don't sit up and rock the shea butter and braids and put all the black people in the front, and then there's all these white supremacists pulling the strings in the back. All of these black media outlets are white controlled, basically white owned. And if it's a so-called black CEO or whatever, they're controlled by white money, by white sponsorship money. Just like Madame Noir and all that, they're controlled by white sponsorship money, that McDonald's money and all that shit. And what's interesting, a lot of these insignificant black media outlets, they try to put on the facade that they are the voices of black society, and they are not. And see, that's what the white supremacists do. They put Shea Butter Twitter, Negro Bedwench Twitter, Moist Nigga Twitter, and put them in the forefront and act like they are the representatives of black society. And truth be told, most of these like pretend feminist writers and Shea Butter Twitters and Moist Nigga activists, black folks don't really fuck with them. These people are propped up by white people only. They don't do events that cater to black people. Black people don't rock with them at all. And this is one of the reasons why these so-called Negro minions of black media, they don't really give props to the Hidden Colors series, is because, number one, white mommy and daddy did not give them permission. And number two, the Hidden Colors series is nailing the goddamn coffin shut, and I love it, and they hate it. The Hidden Colors series is nailing the coffin on these fake black media outlets. Because the thing is, as you know, every time we release a Hidden Colors film, there's a ritualistic slander that goes on with me in the film. I always talk about that. This has been going on since 2010 and 11. Every single time, and I always warn people before it happens. Look, when we release Hidden Colors, the white supremacists are going to send their Negro minions to write slanderous stories and articles on me and the whole nine yards. And they stay true to form. Now, recently, a few days ago, there was a black media blog called Blabity that wrote a pretty good article on Hidden Colors 4. And I never heard of Blabity before. I didn't ask him to write the article. Didn't correspond with them. You know, they just wrote an article, which a lot of people around the world are writing articles praising the film. It is the number one film. There's a black film that is the number one documentary. So any progressive black media outlet or any media outlet, they're going to cover, they should cover something that relevant. We got people all around the world selling out. We're selling out theaters everywhere for a black documentary, so it would make sense for black writers to talk about it. It's called Blabity. Somebody in the chat room is asking me about it. So Blabity, they write this article, and something interesting happens. Shea Butter Twitter started to attack the Blabity publication. You know, all the Shea Butter Twitter people that slander me, they say the same lie. Well, Tariq is misogynistic. Tariq, what they say? He's anti-gay, transsexual. And they added some new lies this time. They said that I used Mike Brown's murder to to raise money. They were just making up all types of new lies with it, which, you know, I ain't tripping on that, because nobody in black society who's serious don't take them seriously. So they kept harassing the editors from the Blavity website. And eventually, one of the editor, the young lady who so-called owns the site, and this is one of those sites where they got a black girl, I guess she's the CEO, but they got, it's white money. They got like white venture capitalists that's backing her up. So it's one of those type of things. So the Blavity girl ended up bowing down because they started to slander her. Because that's kind of the tactic of Shea Butter Twitter. If you don't do what they say, and these are a bunch of insignificant nobodies. It's a bunch of insignificant nobodies. So I don't know why anybody would be beholden to them, but they started to slander the editor of the Blavity site. They start talking about how she don't pay her writers. They just really went in on her. And these are those, you know, those pretend black feminists who don't have a feminist bone in their body. And for people who are supposed to be feminists, they really attack other black women like it's crazy. They have these vitriolic attacks on other black women, which is very, very unnerving. But eventually, after they started slamming the editor of the Blavity site, what's her name, chat room? Chat room, help me out with that young lady's name. Eventually, the young lady, she took down the story. She had to take down the story about Hidden Colors because Shea Butter Twitter ended up punking her out. And a lot of people were critical of the editor of Blavity. Why would you let them punk you out and make you take down a story? I didn't give a fuck one way or another. I felt embarrassed for the girl, Mona DeBron, that's her name. It's something like that. Mona DeBron, something like that. So Mona DeBron, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, I felt embarrassed for her because I know they really shamed and embarrassed that girl by making her bow down to them like that. And that spoke volumes. That right there said everything you need to know about the black media. The black media now is so weak that nobody internet trolls can shut you down. If you're that weak, where nothing, bottom feeder, insignificant, non-accomplishing anything as Shea Butter coon bedwinches can shut you down, you don't need to exist as an entity. Black society don't need you. Because I felt embarrassed for the girl, but I'm like, if we got black publications that's this weak, you can't even stand on shit you believe? And the girl who actually wrote the article, she was a little upset. She was like, well, damn, I don't want to be censored. I don't like being censored. What is this about? But that just shows how weak and insignificant the so-called black media is. Because see, the thing with me, I'm a runaway slave. I'm not on the plantation. And Shea Butter Twitter, those are plantation Negroes. And I'm in this thing as a runaway slave. I have no problem challenging the system of white supremacy. I am one of the few black entertainers, and I'm talking about a handful of few, who have mainstream access to media, like global. When I was in the UK, I'm on global media. I would get on global media and start calling out white supremacy with no problem. And start breaking it down. I ain't talking about on some rah-rah yelling emotional shit. I'm talking about logical. I will call it out. I have no problem doing that. Because that's what's needed in order to bring justice in this system of white supremacy, you're going to have to start calling the system out and dismantling the unjust system. And I don't play no games with that. That's why I have a whole movie called The Religion of White Supremacy, Breaking It Down. This is why the movie is so popular, because black folks want the truth. They want a fearless entity out here challenging the system. And the thing is, if you are a so-called black media outlet, how are you going to stand up to white supremacy, and you can't even stand up? How are you going to stand up to the slave master, and you can't even stand up to his damn slaves? How are you going to challenge Massa and the plantation slaves can shut you down? That shows everything you need to know about black media. And I posted some other pictures of some of the Shea Butter Twitters on my Instagram. I showed how all these people who bash Hidden Colors, you notice they are always around nothing but white people, because these are the people who fund them. I posted one of those little dusty, ashy, flat-ass Shea Butter chicks on my Instagram. She's like doing a lecture. It's an audience. It looks like a damn tea party. It looked like a Trump rally. All the white people in there. She's the only little negress up in there. I've been telling y'all for years, the Shea Butter Twitter fake pretend feminists, they are minions of white supremacy. Look at them. Of course they're going to shit on Hidden Colors. Because they get their money from white daddy. White daddy gives them money to help keep black folks on the plantation. White daddy gives them money to keep you on the damn plantation. Because look at what black media is right now. Black media is basically a bunch of dumb fucking gossip sites. That's all Ebony and all these places. That's all they become. Raggedy little third-rate gossip sites. The white supremacists will give them all the venture capital and the funding and the advertising dollars they need to keep throwing that raggedy dumb shit in our faces. That's why they don't like Hidden Colors. It's all those gossip site negresses and coonettes and bedwinches. You notice most of them are white men dick gobblers. They chase after white men. They either gossip or run stories about how to get at the next Brad Pitt or the Robin Thicke or the Justin Timberlake. It's either some gossiping or some bedwinching. And scandal parties. Let's get together and watch Scandal. It's shameless nigga plantation shit. So when Hidden Colors come along, it's a problem. That's why they all get together and slander it, because when Hidden Colors pop off, they notice there's a drop off from their site, because when people are watching Hidden Colors, you can't go from Hidden Colors to dumb fucking gossip shit. It's very hard to go from Hidden Colors to what kind of weave did Nicki Minaj have on last week? Because when you rocking with some Hidden Colors knowledge, the Hidden Colors crew, you become less concerned with that dumb nigga plantation shit. So a lot of their readership starts dropping off when Hidden Colors pop off. So then they start conspiring. Uh-oh, we need to try to discredit that. Because this shit is bad for our plantation business. You understand that? And then they start throwing the lies out there. So look, as black folks, we gotta stop allowing the culture of lies. We have to let the fraudulent black media, as we know it, fall off, put the nails in the coffin for it, because truth be told, the traditional black media as we know it, and I keep saying as we know it, like I'm talking about the Ebony's and all these other white controlled black entities, they're falling off. All the gossip sites, you know, there's a dumbass contingency that will engage in that, but black people are becoming more enlightened now, and that's where the tide is kind of moving. See, with Shea Butter Twitter and the so-called black media, the closest, they try to pretend to be all pro-black. The closest to blackness they are about is posting up pictures of prom dashikis. You know, they'll post up some prom dashikis. They'll post up some natural hairstyles and all that. But other than that, they don't give a fuck about no black empowerment. They're trying to catch the next white dick in their mouth. And black folks collectively know that. That's why they're gravitating towards Hidden Colors. Because Hidden Colors, that is the new black media. Me, the Hidden Colors crew, the Tariq Elite radio show, that is the new media. Zoe Williams, that is the new media. What's that? The Atlanta Black Star website? That's the new media. That's the new black media. Jason Black, the Black Authority, Professor Black Truth. That's the new black media. This is where people are going to get real information. You're going through the Zoe Williams, the Corey Holcombs, the Jason Blacks. You're going through me. You're going through Hidden Colors. That's where you're getting the real black information. Because right now, black folks, we want real uncut shit. We don't want that vetted through white supremacy nonsense. Black folks are not dumb. This is why I take offense to Shea Butter Twitter and all the Negro media outlets, because they try to treat the black audience as if they're stupid, because they're used to dealing with those stupid gossip ass niggas who love to sit up and talk about is Meek Mill's cheating and who Waka Flocka having an affair with. You know, there's this dumbass motherfucker who live for that type of shit, that media takeout stuff. But now there's a new rising going on. There's a new rising going on, and black people are rising up away from that bullshit. We got real issues out here. We want people out here spitting that real shit where we can empower ourselves. So the thing is, so-called black media as we know it, let them fall off and let the new crop make it do what it do. Because Hidden Colors 4 ain't number one by accident. This thing ain't selling out theaters all around the world by accident. It ain't outselling $100 million mainstream movies by accident. We are waking up, and there's going to be a new paradigm shift of consciousness. And you're going to have the white supremacists and their Negro minions trying to sabotage that. And I'm telling black folks out there, you better identify these Negro bedwinches, these coons, these male Negro bedwinches. That's another thing. I'm going to have to do a whole show about that, because I'm starting to see a lot of that pop up too, where I'm going to have to do a whole show about that. Where you got a lot of these male Negro bedwinches out here doing the dirty work for the white supremacists. I'm going to have to touch on that pretty soon. But again, we got to understand the game. Let me get another call in before we get up out of here. And don't forget, man, get tickets to join me. I'm going to be in Memphis at the screening of Hidden Colors 4 out there in Memphis, Tennessee. That's going to be on Wednesday, June 22nd at the Majestic Cinema. And there's other screenings of Hidden Colors 4 around the country. That's going to start next week. We're doing another run because of popular demand. A lot of folks in Minneapolis was trying to get it out there. So we got it out there in Minneapolis. We're making it do what it do. It's going to be at the Lagoon Theater. Again, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get that information, fam. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. I'm going to holler at you guys on Ustream this Sunday. And don't forget to go to TariqElite.com. Don't forget to go to TariqRadio.com. and I'ma holla.